Hey there, fans of Brotherly Love Wrestling. It is I, Vic Delicious.
Philly's own, the Mecca here.
It is the real McCoy, J.D.X., Justin D. Xavier.
It's your man, C.D., the fallen angel, Christopher Daniels.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old friend, R.J. City.
Hey there, Brotherly Love Wrestling. Bill Carr here.
Hey everyone, this is two-time guest Wheeler Yuta.
Two bozos from Philadelphia flapping their gums about pro wrestling this, pro wrestling that.
Which is not that unique in the grand scheme of things yet.
You are in for a treat because you're tuned in to Brotherly Love Wrestling.
Philadelphia, are you ready?
This is Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast, your first stop for everything professional wrestling. So sit back and enjoy wrestling talk at its finest with your hosts, Larry Hall and Joe Corrado.
Welcome, everybody, to Brotherly Love Wrestling, and probably for, I want to say, one of the first times since we've had our show, I'm coming off of Monday Night Raw, and I can't wait to talk about Monday Night Raw. It's been a long time since, A, Raw has had cliffhangers that I care about, and I can't wait for next week of Monday Night Raw.
I thought you were going a completely different route. Okay. You had me hooked. I was like, what is he going to say? Like, what is he possibly going to say? And he said Raw. I was like, oh, it makes sense now. I thought it was going to be something completely different.
Okay.
I didn't know where you're going with it. I was very happy. And now I'm just like, nah. Kind of predictable. It makes sense. Not sure why you went that route.
So
am I just like every other wrestling fan?
Pretty much, yeah.
What has conditioned us to feel that way?
Years of mediocrity when it comes to the WWE.
You're like, I'm okay with it. I could take it or leave it.
Exactly.
That's how I felt about your take. You could take it or leave it.
Okay.
So I didn't get a chance to watch all of Raw. I saw like the first 20 minutes, and then I saw one match.
Okay.
And I made sure I saw, and then I went to bed.
I'm assuming you're talking the U.S. title match.
I did, and I caught, thankfully, the video package beforehand that made me feel like, oh, now I remember why everyone loved the United States title so much, because it used to mean something. And the people that held it prior helped it mean something.
Mm-hmm.
Not so many in WWE, like, yeah, Booker T, John Cena. I mean, who else really made it? Like, did WWE actually make it?
No.
No, I know they didn't make it, but did they ever really make it that special? It was always like, okay, Intercontinental is our secondary title.
This is a third title, but
then the ECW Championship might have had more freaking prestige than that at one point.
I don't know. That's the same title that Vince McMahon held, so I don't know how prestigious that title is.
That's true. He really just wanted to stick it to Heyman, didn't he?
He really did.
Didn't he?
Yeah. But now that he's gone, Monday Night Raw, as you notice, even in watching the product itself, like you said, that package...
It's NXT!
That package...
Fucking Ciampa and Lashley had a takeover match. I don't care what anyone says.
And it was
That was a
phenomenal.
Goddamn takeover match.
I think
back Bobby Lashley was involved in numerous near falls. Bobby Lashley, the same Bobby Lashley that will no-sell... The majority of everything, like he's gotten like signature moves done to him, and he hasn't barely fallen to a knee. I'll give it to Lashley. He always looks really strong.
Yeah.
This is the first time in a long time where Bobby Lashley looked like, oh my God, he's actually like, they did a great, this is incredible for Ciampa.
Mm-hmm.
This is already a viable threat, especially being with The Miz. If they keep it this way, because let's face it, Miz has been doing it for a long time. He could, I mean, he's a fucking TV star too. He's got his own show. Like, cool, bring him back for the Logan Pauls and all that shit. But he's much more valuable as a manager who can also like wrestle too sometimes if he needs to. But I would keep him in a manager role. Have Maurice and fucking Miz manage Ciampa.
So there's a couple things that that
you liked and you didn't like.
Yeah, more than actually, I want to say I didn't like that. Maybe I was confused by with the whole story. So I love the history lesson. I loved getting to feel why the United States title should be important to
didn't
me.
It feel like a, didn't I it feel care. Like a big match?
It did.
And as soon as they played that, you're like, wow, this actually feels like it's a big deal.
Exactly. And then and you that's had kind his of
what
promo.
Locked, that's what locked me in.
You had his Ciampa's promo talking about Harley Race yeah. And that added to that. So am He's I always, supposed to like or dislike Ciampa at that point?
Well, it's Triple H booking. It's the same. It's the booking of now. He was always a big believer of that whole no really
fake, the gray area.
Yeah, that big gray area. Because he lived in the gray area for fucking how long? True. Damn near his whole fucking career. He was in that gray area.
But like, you have The Miz, who's a clear heel coming out of SummerSlam. And not only that, so is Ciampa, because he was trying to cheat Logan Paul and all that. Yeah, but
as soon as Ciampa cut that promo for Miz before SummerSlam, you knew, like, oh, damn it, I'm supposed to hate him, but I can see myself really liking the guy.
Exactly.
Because he can talk, and we're drawing the people who can speak, but, yeah, they can also wrestle, too. There's not many of them.
And he comes out and Harley Race's robe.
Yeah, it was perfect. Which
you automatically, I mean, if well, you're no, a no, no. wrestling
Harley
fan.
Harley Race was primarily a bad guy, too.
Yes.
So it's not like he was doing him any.
You're right, but at this point, with Harley Race passing 3 years ago and the prestige of the US title, it's different.
Yeah.
You're not looking at Harley Race as the heel. You're looking at Harley Race as the legend and him paying tribute to it. So then you come out and all that buildup, I don't know about you, but I thought this is Ciampa's time. All this build, Ciampa's winning this title.
I thought that Triple H, Ciampa, I thought this was a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, do I really hate it? Not really. Will I be surprised? Not really. But as the match went on, and Lashley like really fucking dominated for a long bout. But Ciampa got a bunch of his shit in too.
Yes, he did.
Yep. But I mean, there was a point where I was like, man, Ciampa is gonna win. Mm-hmm. Like when as soon as Styles took out The Miz and Lashley was distracted, I was like, Ciampa's winning this. As soon as he threw him into the fucking exposed buckle twice,
yeah,
I was like, man, he's doing it. Trips is doing it. He's got his boys. He's bringing them all back. They're all going to be fucked. He's like, you know what, Vince? You can do with anything with them. I'm going to get them over right away, and they're going to be my champions. That's what I thought. I was pleasantly surprised that I was wrong.
I thought Ciampa was going to win. I'm happy Bobby did because I thought Bobby came out looking really good because of that, because of the way the style of the match went, like you said.
They humanized Lashley a little bit.
Yes.
So that now makes it possible for Lashley to be another Lesnar where he could have a good match with someone who's much smaller. Just like Finn, Daniel Bryan, and Well, Styles one of them?
Styles one of them, too.
That had a really good match with Brock.
Yes. Yeah. No, I agree. I'm very back and forth, and I feel like you could honestly move Bobby on to a different feud. And now, because Miz did what he did, you can have, because you clearly like Ciampa after that. After everything we saw Monday.
Well, hold on.
You clearly like Ciampa. I think you could turn Ciampa face because of all the good that he's created, and you have now face Ciampa going up against heel Miz.
Do we agree that Triple H enjoys himself a tag team?
Yes.
Here or there.
Yeah.
So Graves throws the do-it-yourself line as Ciampa locks in the Gargano escape. And is this Look, foreshadowing, or is this
when Graves said that and they were in Cleveland? I immediately booked the end of that match. I didn't think he was going to win with the lock, but I thought he was going to win. And what I thought was going to happen was Miz was going to screw Bobby and distract or something like that. Ciampa was going to win, hand held high on the ropes, and Johnny Gargano's music was going to hit because he threw the do-it-yourself line in there. And then you had the stare down, and you immediately run into Gargano Ciampa on the main roster for the United States title.
I don't think he's going to run it that route.
Bobby won, so it completely screwed up what I wanted to happen. But
here's what I think, because he needs tag teams. He really does. He needs ones that he can trust, and that will get over with a crowd. And you've already tested the waters with Champion. It looks promising on the main roster.
Yep. Yeah.
I can see your thing, part of your whole prediction being the focal point is Miz screwing Ciampa, or Ciampa turning on, well, he wouldn't be turning, he would just be leaving Miz.
Yeah.
At this point, and Gargano somehow joining him and them being DIY.
Yeah, I'm cool. And that works. I mean,
that's where I thought after I saw the Gargano escape. I thought it was foreshadowing to where Gargano would show up to maybe save Ciampa.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
And then, because then if you have that, now you have the history. And now you could always go back and have those fucking matches again on the main roster.
All right, so
I am interested. I mean, after SummerSlam and going forward, I mean, I hate to say this, but this makes Extreme Rules look a lot better in Philly, doesn't it?
Very, very true.
Doesn't it?
A very good point, yes. Especially coming out of Clash at the Castle in September.
It's like your last pay-per-view before Survivor Series.
Exactly. So it could be very interesting.
It really could be.
But
it doesn't get me to the point of where I want to be around 17,000 people inside yet.
Okay.
But it does get me. I mean, it would.
We have a couple of weeks before they could make that you feel that way.
Yeah.
I think if they book it the right way, there might be a point to where you're like, I don't know, I might want to do it.
Well, if I hit Preston and Steve back up and I win tickets, then by all means. Seems to be the only way I go to WWE is if I win the tickets.
So I am going to kind of flow all over, and we're going to go back and forth between AEW and WWE because I have different mindsets as we're talking. And I wanted to, when you said the tag teams and DIY and bringing them back, I do want to go over to AEW because, speaking of tag teams, a really, really big thing happened on Dynamite, and that's the Undisputed Elite breaking up. And Adam Cole having Fish and O'Reilly turn on the Young Bucks with
the only one healthy, by the way, is Fish.
Yes. Which is ironic.
Yeah.
In WWE.
Yes, because he was always the one that was hurt. Yes. Every other week. Yeah. The guy came back and then he left.
Yeah. But then you have...
It probably feels really weird for him. He doesn't want to jinx anything.
Hangman comes out, makes the save.
The Hung Bucks.
And we have, yes, the teasing of the Hung Bucks. And now with the 6-man titles announced, you have the Undisputed Elite. Hopefully they are healthy by the time this tournament or however they're going to decide it happens. And you have the Hung Bucks. You have House of Black. You have...
Best Friends.
Best Friends, of course. Who else am I missing?
How many teams are there going to be?
That I don't know. I don't know if they've said it. If they said it, maybe I missed it. But I don't really know. But I feel... Do you feel that this is more a forced thing by AEW, the 6-man tag?
I think everything that they've done after... So what did they start with? They start with a world, and they start with a women's world.
And tag.
And they started with a tag.
Yes. Then they brought in the TV. TNT. Yeah. Oh, TNT. Sorry. That's a TV title. But yeah, TNT title.
TNT title. I think everything after the TNT title was forced.
Including the TBS title.
The TBS title, the 6-man, Pox, Mid-Atlantic Cross-Country Championship. You might as well call that
24-7.
24-7, 7-11, 99 days.
European.
Hardcore
I-95.
Yeah, I-95. Like, they've gotten to that point really quick.
And don't forget the FTW
title. And right now, I can already see it is... They're starting to put those random tag teams for women together. So I could see a women's tag team title like really soon.
Yeah. Well, and then
everything's forced at this point.
Don't forget, you have the Pure title, the Ring of Honor World title, the Ring of Honor tag titles, the Ring of Honor 6-man titles.
Wow.
You have all those titles as well.
Wow.
So, but again, the plan is Ring of Honor to have its own television spot. So that's completely, that will be completely different.
But still, but AEW as of right now, has a lot of titles. And now they have the FTW.
Yeah, exactly.
Which they're
elevating.
Like, yeah, it looks like they're trying to make it mean something.
Yes. There's lot of championships in AEW.
There's too many.
I agree.
Way too many.
Yeah. For the amount of television time you have.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, they jammed 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bucket. That's what they're doing. It's fucking, I mean, I can gauge what I want, but they're just throwing way too much out there. And then you have people that you're trying to elevate now, which it's going to be even more mucky. And the 6-man titles being in there, it just fucking jams it up even more. I mean, when you have pay-per-views, cool. At least every one of your matches is for a fucking title.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
I mean, cool.
You may have 2 or 3 storylines that you're going to be able to pay off with, yeah.
Yeah, like you'll have Jungle Boy and
Christian.
And
which is a great fucking storyline, by
Hobbs and Starks.
Then another really, really good storyline.
Those would be your 2 non-title matches, and everything else will probably be a title match. And they all probably won't get defended.
No, yeah, no way. Yeah, well, I mean, look, it is All Out. Like, it's their biggest pay-per-view coming up. One of their biggest pay-per-views coming up out of the 4. Like, it's the one that started it all.
Yeah, but then you got a freaking... Isn't that the Casino Battle Royal?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they'll have that. Of course.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a lot. We better fucking start sleeping now, preparing for this one. That's September, right? It's Labor Day?
Labor Day weekend. Well, I mean, the one thing coming up that's not on the pay-per-view is Lionheart Chris Jericho versus Jon Moxley. Moxley, of course, requesting he wants the last surviving member of the Heart Dungeon, and he wants Lionheart Chris Jericho. Now, as a fan, what the hell does that mean? Like, what does that mean as far as Chris Jericho walking out? He's still...
Does he do the ponytail?
No, of course not. He's not doing the ponytail.
Are you sure?
No.
His hair is receded back to here.
That's what I'm saying.
The ponytail would be more...
It's a man bun at that point.
It's not more Asian.
Yeah. It's not a ponytail anymore. But yeah, don't get me wrong. Jericho is great.
Faces?
Probably. But I don't know. Chris Jericho Moxley doesn't intrigue me as much as it might have in the beginning.
I don't understand why they're going back to it.
Do you think the...
Does Jericho really fucking deserve a shot?
Deserve? Like,
has he earned it?
What are the rankings?
I don't know. I feel like Jericho's not in anywhere up there.
I'm sure if you look now, he is.
Probably, but it probably doesn't make any sense. There's people out there like 50 wins and like 3 losses. They're not even close.
Like we said before,
where the hell is Miro?
I don't like rankings. I don't like that
I like them if they make sense.
But they don't. And yes. Their rankings is what I don't like. Because we've seen it before, them move around like the tag team rankings. And then like FTR be one place. And then all of a sudden someone 2 days later is in that place that FTR was in.
FTR's got fucking 8 championships.
There's
no one that should be on top of that.
I agree that they don't need more titles, but...
No, they should. They should win all the titles. Let them win the AEW title.
No, because I'm good with Swerve and Lee. I love that.
It does make for better TV when one tag team doesn't hold all of your titles.
Yeah, of course.
But...
You can feature more people.
Yeah.
But I think... I don't know. I think with...
What'd you think of Woods and Tony Nese?
I loved it.
Yeah, it was really, surprisingly, really good.
Very good.
I'm surprised they made Josh Woods look that good.
And let him get in what he got in.
Yeah.
I think, they showcased Josh Woods
a lot. I don't understand why they didn't bring him in sooner.
Well, remember, he was a judge for the Pure Championship match.
Oh.
Before. And then all of a sudden, now he was a tag team with Tony Nese. So apparently, I guess they maybe were holding on to him and probably getting him. Because he's been on Dark. Okay, a couple matches on Dark. But yeah, seeing Josh Woods, he looked great. No shock.
Dark Order in the 6-man.
Dark Order is another one. Yes.
Still thinking about that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm going to throw out randomly.
Okay.
Here and there.
That's cool.
although I'm intrigued with a couple different storylines, like you said, like the Hobbs.
Death Triangle? Are they still a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Death Triangle is another one. Yes. 5 minutes ago conversation, but I like that you're still bringing them up, though.
Yes. I feel like we left off with not that many.
We didn't. Yeah. We only got like three. So at least five.
Eddie Kingston will be in there with someone.
Probably. I mean, I'm sure they'll throw somebody together. Because you're going to have
to have the Jericho Appreciation Society. You can do Sammy and 2.0.
Yes.
Called Sammy 2.0.
Yeah, that would work.
I hate Sammy Guevara.
Then he's doing his job.
I know, he is.
He's great. He's great at what he does. He's got
such a punchable face.
He does, absolutely. I can't agree with you more on that one. So
I don't know if it's a punchable face or a punchable haircut.
Both.
Yeah?
Both.
But yeah. I would feel silly punching his hair. I'd have to punch him in the face.
Well, yeah, of course. Who punches hair? what kind of statement is that?
What kind of savage are you? Did he just punch my hair? As a matter of fact, I did. What is your hair going to do about it?
So if you're booking the first ever AEW six-man tag champions, who is it? Even I know, you know, too many titles.
The DeLorean. And I fucking go back in time and I fucking don't fucking introduce them. That's what I do. And then I keep going back in time and keep swiping the other titles.
is the final the Undisputed Elite versus the Hung Bucks? Or is it that
simple? Unless they bring in another, like a surprise six-man.
Okay. But which I don't think is,
I don't think is it's, out there. I don't think it's going to be bigger than those two teams.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that I think either Hangman and the Bucks win, or actually, I think Hangman and the Bucks win.
So at this point, is Hangman done in the world title picture?
No.
You don't think so?
No, everyone's on retainer right now. They're just running through people, and your top guys will still make it back to top guy status. Like, I feel like, because remember, we were saying the same thing about Mox. Mox was doing a bunch of bullshit for a while. And now he's the champion again. I feel like fucking Hangman could get right back on that trajectory. The only problem is you're in limbo with fucking Punk and Moxley.
I was going to say that. You still have to wait for CM Punk to come back.
And you're still waiting for Omega to come back.
Omega's another one, yes.
So I think when Omega comes back, he's more than likely getting interjected into main title picture.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they go a different route. They go Kenny Omega versus Adam Cole, which I would enjoy that too.
You have okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
have him come back. All right.
Well,
but yeah. What if you have the Hung Bucks as a six man, and you have the whatever they're going to call them. I don't know what they're going to call them. They're
undisputed.
Well, no, they wouldn't be the Undisputed Elite because the Elite are Nick,
the Matt, Undisputed and, Era.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They're not going to use Undisputed Era.
Maybe they will. Like call in a favor, be like. Trips, you know what? Let us use his name now, and when we don't re-sign, we'll come back to
you. And be the Undisputed Era, and we'll just flip back.
Yeah, we'll be 2.0 or something.
Yeah, I doubt that's still going to happen, but yeah, I don't know.
Imagine how crazy people would go if they were able to do that, though, and they made a back deal being like, yeah, when we're done here, we will be
back. We're just going to come back anyway.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think he only wants... No, that's not true. I think he liked Kyle O'Reilly. Do we get to see fucking Roderick Strong come up to the fucking main roster? That would be awesome.
Well,
Trips could do something with him.
I mean,
just bring all your babies up.
Triple H.
He's already bringing them back.
Triple H taking over is probably for anyone who was black and gold the best thing to ever happen.
Baszler got a fucking.
Baszler wins a gauntlet and
looks. She looks fucking like she did when
NXT.
Yeah.
She looks dominant. And
imagine that. And it's just like you forgot everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we were Men in Black. They wove the fucking magic thing in front of us, and we don't remember anything that happened.
Mm.
Look, we're all sitting here, we're like, man, this is awesome. No one's saying, like, oh, remember back when? No, because it doesn't matter anymore. It's a new era that's undisputed.
Well, all right. So I'm glad we made it back to WWE and talking about NXT and talking about things that happened because
we're going
to
jump all around, right?
Yes.
All right.
Speaking of NXT and speaking of people who have come back and made their return Friday night to end the show. We have Karrion Kross.
I thought you were going somewhere else.
Making his return.
I thought you were going somewhere else.
No.
You have it. No, I'm going to take it.
No, yes. I'm hoping you take that one.
Okay.
Karrion Kross is, to me, is bigger. Because
this means more. He's not in fucking sex clothes.
He's not in dominatrix.
He's got hair, and he's not wearing a fucking ball gag.
I want to, like, rewind and find when we did this, when we did our show, and we were talking, we talked to a couple different guests on our show about this subject, and it was, who is the next guy, and will there be a next guy before, and this, of course, before Roman became, or no, maybe it wasn't.
No,
maybe
I think Roman was the guy. We were looking for someone who's going to step up and take the spot.
At that point, when he was still on NXT, Karrion Kross, we thought if anybody could be built to that, it would be Karrion Kross. Then he gets called up. He's in the dominatrix bullshit. He gets cut, and that's basically it, and he kind of is in limbo. Now he's back.
He comes in and does something right away, like what he should have been doing the whole time.
Yes, attacks Drew McIntyre, and Scarlett puts the help me out here. What? I can't think of what it's called now. Dude. The hourglass.
Hourglass.
Puts the hourglass in front of Roman.
Days of Our Lives.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Puts the hourglass in front of Roman Reigns.
And then I was thinking a lot. And then I still couldn't grab the word. Says,
and then he mouths TikTok to Roman Reigns and they go off.
And then they do the TikTok dance.
No, they do not. Okay. No, they don't do that.
Different.
No TikTok dances.
They didn't do TikTok dance. Okay.
But I think this
they
is.
They should have.
Very intriguing.
Vince would have had him do
it. He would be doing a TikTok dance if it was
so
up
when
to
you put the hourglass down and say TikTok, I want you to do one of those fun dances that the kid's been doing. And then he reenacts it and tears both his quads. Come here. Here's $3 million. Come have sex with me. Sir, you're going to need to go to a hospital. You're bleeding from both your legs.
I don't know where to go.
You lost me on that one.
It took me a while, but I got him.
You lost me on that one.
But with Karrion Kross coming back and having a legit, and I feel bad for Drew McIntyre. He held that title. No.
I don't think that he's legit. Like, I have a fucking title match in his.
I'm talking as far as
in his country.
But
he did it for freedom.
He's not going to win.
No.
He's not going to win the title.
No, but if he did, that would be the WWE thing to do, to have like that huge crowd.
Just because it's there.
I don't think it happens.
And I don't think it happens either.
Roman's hitting that territory where it's got to be like something big. Like, he just fucking beat Brock Lesnar in a last man standing match.
And that's the main now thing that people are talking about is how are we going to believe that he should be
still
afraid?
Got a fucking guy with a briefcase running around.
But you, how are you supposed to be afraid of a Karrion Kross when you just dominated a Brock Lesnar who is the ultimate?
He needed three
the wrong
people
word.
To dominate and a briefcase.
Yes.
And fucking, he did not dominate Brock Lesnar.
He put
Brock Lesnar fucking
he put an end
lifted
to Brock
him
Lesnar.
Up with a goddamn fucking backhoe.
Yes. But Karrion Kross is not a badass like Brock is.
This is a good start.
I agree.
I don't think he's going to be the one to beat Brock, but, or not Brock, Roman.
Roman, yes.
I think that's still designated for Cody. I think Roman holds it, and you get Cody, Rumble. I think he fucking just picks up where he left off.
What if we don't get there in time and something else happens?
Like
USA going to Monday Night Raw and saying, we don't like that Roman Reigns doesn't come on the show enough with the title. We want you to split the titles again, and you got to have a Raw champion.
Well, they have to talk. Well, Roman's going on this fucking apparently lighter schedule at some point.
Exactly. And that's the point.
I don't think he can have any title at this point. I mean, if he goes on a lighter schedule, then he's going to lose it. It just might not be for a little while.
And we've said this before.
But I think the products will be good enough to where you don't. Look, I will never say you're never going to need the champion on there. Like, the champion should at least show face.
Mm-hmm. more than Brock did when he he went through that
for sure. I don't think I don't think your champion should be gone for a while. But again, I don't remember like how it was before the Attitude Era when people just fucking brought their title everywhere. They always had the champion because the champion is one of the top guys, and they always worked.
Yeah, no matter
like what. I feel like Hogan wasn't always there when he was champion.
What do you mean? How do you figure that?
Like I know Hogan was champion. I still feel like he wasn't around as much. Like he wasn't always on TV. He might have cut a promo somewhere.
But to be fair, Hogan wasn't on TV for WWF.
That's right. No,
because there was no Monday Night Raw. He wasn't champ. You know what I mean? You only got Saturday morning. You got prime time. You got Saturday night main event. You got pay-per-views and stuff like that.
I defer my argument. I'm not getting into this. But anyway, where the fuck were we going?
You wanted your champion around, is what you're saying.
I want my champion around, but yeah. I still think the product's going to be good enough to where the champion might not need to be around. I think he always needs to be around, but I think we're going to be distracted by other good things.
What title is the Universal? What title is the WWE? Do you know the red and
it flipped?
Yeah, that's why I'm confused on which one's.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Well, it does because if they're splitting, and you're going to have a Raw title, so obviously the blue title, which I believe
it's not even blue anymore, is it?
Yeah, yeah, one's blue.
That was black.
One's blue, one's black.
What happened to the red one?
I think that's why it's black. Oh. I think they went to black.
Okay.
And we could be completely wrong. It could be red and blue.
Or I red don't and black. Fucking remember.
No, I think it's red and black.
Is it red and black?
Yeah, I think so.
But now we don't know.
This is horrible that we don't know this. But because it's irrelevant because I only look at the champion. I don't look at the title because I'm so used to the title.
Yes, because you love his dashingly handsome hair.
That's exactly what we're going to do. You're very obsessed with hair in this show.
I'm going to punch it soon.
You're going to punch Roman's hair now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taking out everyone's hair.
Okay.
Everyone's hair that I don't like.
No hair safe.
No hair is safe. Well, yeah.
Safe.
No, now I'm just going to punch in the eyebrows.
Out of all the hair on my face, you choose my eyebrows. Yes. I have my beard, and you're going to punch my eyebrows?
Yeah.
How do you get me down these roads that just I shouldn't be going down?
It's easy.
I know. Anyway.
Just say
titles.
No.
Titles is where I was at. I feel like the Universal title.
Mr. and Mrs.
And the WWE title.
Not those titles.
When they split, I'm not acknowledging.
Not engaging?
I'm not acknowledging.
Acknowledge
you.
Your champion.
I won't acknowledge
your tribal chief. No.
I feel like Universal should stay.
Your Bible queef.
With. That was actually a pretty good line. I got to give it to him on that one. Should stay on SmackDown. WWE should go to Raw. I feel like Cody, when he comes back, is a Raw superstar, quote unquote. And Cody should go after that, no matter who the champion is. Cody wins the title. Again, Rumble, Mania.
What if Cody comes back in his first storyline or angle isn't with Roman?
Okay.
Now let me flip it to something that could be a lot more interesting for Cody.
Okay.
What if he comes back and his first fucking angle is with Bray Wyatt?
Assuming obviously that Wyatt is going to make his return.
I think in my heart of hearts.
It's black and blue, by the way. I was right the first time with the titles.
Oh, okay.
They're black and blue.
Either way.
I just wanted to make sure.
What if Bray comes back and it's Wyatt, but he comes back for Cody. Like Cody wins the Rumble, but then is visited by the lights and all that. And they kind of take him away from the title for a little bit and they build him back up. Because when Cody comes back, if he wins the Rumble, that's all well and good. But really having a storyline to sink your teeth into before you get to the championship. Because you got to remember, January to April, he needs to do something.
You don't have the build the road to WrestleMania?
No, I think you need to.
You don't think that's the. I don't know. I think because he's going to be such a giant fucking babyface when he comes back after that torn pec, and they're going to have the documentary following him through surgery and him coming back. I feel like you have to run with that, and he has to win, and he has to bring back a version of the wingtip title, and he has the title that his dad never won. I think, and then when he's on top of the world, that's when you bring him back down with Wyatt.
All right. I like that too. See, I can be easily persuaded. I like that as well.
Yeah, I just.
But when you bring Wyatt back, can he lose his first fucking storyline?
Who says he loses?
So you have Cody, a transitional champion?
You don't have to have him as a transitional champion. You could
his
have
first title defense would be against Wyatt.
Yeah, but you don't have to have him as a transitional champion because you can run that program.
So they just never fight each other?
No, I'm saying that. Like, if you take the title off of Cody with his first defense being.
So you're going to have a guy hold it for 800, 900 days and then have Cody.
Yeah, because Cody's more beatable. Cody's believable and can be beatable. And I think babyfaces are better with the chase than they are with the title. In my opinion, other people might not think that. I feel like baby face are better chasing.
How long do you run that next angle then with Cody chasing Bray?
Well, if you're talking him winning in a Mania, I would at least go to SummerSlam.
So have Bray beat him?
I would have him beat him. I'm trying to think.
Same Valentine's Day Massacre?
No. That would be before, and they don't have that anymore. No, honestly, because look, you know, although Triple H could completely change the pay-per-view names and order whatever, but as it's currently done, it's WrestleMania Backlash is the next one always. You could have that return match and have Cody win that right back or have him lose right there.
Oh, Cody's beating Reigns.
I know. But so if Reigns is going away, you can start.
So you have Cody win the title
at WrestleMania.
Bray Wyatt show off right after he wins it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I would start it immediately. Or
that would be a WrestleMania surprise.
No, you know, I wouldn't do that at Mania because I feel like you got to let it soak in. You got to let that marinate a little bit. Next day. I would do it on Raw because Raw, the biggest Raw of the year always is the night after Mania. So, yes, then you have the debuting.
As he comes out.
The returning Bray Wyatt, yes. Yeah.
And or don't even have him come out. Do the mind games where you just see the lights go out.
And you hear that creepy laugh. You'll hear,
like, different love letters to him of, like the Stardust costume.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Dashing Cody.
You just leave the mask.
Just leave a mustache. This man left me a mustache.
Again, with the hair. With the obsession with the hair.
I will fucking punch a mustache. I will physically assault a mustache.
So what was the other one you wanted to talk about?
Well, I mean, doesn't seem as big, but it's definitely, if you're a fan of him, definitely what you want is Kevin Owens being the Kevin Owens fucking.
Wow. It's not even the one I thought you were going to go with.
Really?
I still have one more. Keep going. But I like where you're going because it's going to lead me to where I wanted to go anyway.
All right. So you have the Kevin Owens that you want, the apron powerbomb, the absolute decimation of hopefully a character that is gone, Ezekiel.
And you haven't, I'll read in agreement that now Elias is going to come back as a baby face for revenge on his brother.
Maybe.
That's how I was going to take it.
Either that or Elias comes back and says, thank God you finally put an end to that prick and they form a tag team. That would be entertaining. Kevin?
No, I don't. If Kevin Owens is back, he's not tagging with Elias after what Elias just did. He thinks that is fucking Elias. I'm buying into it. That is Elias. So, like, he's going to be all fucked up. Elias is going
to
come back.
He's going to have to grow that beard for a long time.
Again, well, look, you put him on a stretcher. You put him in the neck thing. So the perception is
he's gone.
He's hurt for a while. I mean, how long is it going to take a grown man to grow a beard? Ain't going to take that long.
That long of a beard?
He don't have to have that. I mean, all he has to do is grow it out bushy enough. You don't have to have it as long as he had it at peak Elias, but you can still bring him back. As long as he has the beard, you're good.
Well, he's got to grow all the hair back. The chest hair, he's got to grow it all back. Hopefully he didn't get that shit lasered.
That shit you can hide until, like, the body hair you can hide a little bit.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But
Kevin Owens being back as this Kevin Owens,
I don't think you form a tag team. I think eventually Elias comes back, and there's your feud.
Of all the Triple H guys, Kevin Owens was one of the biggest Triple H guys.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, this could be – it's all the people that you wanted them to do things with, they're going to start doing things with.
Yep. Yeah. So – and because – and the reason I said I was happy that you said that is because – so when Kevin is leaving the building, and this is the start of the intertwining storylines and the Triple H book show that Vince McMahon would never have done. He does the interview backstage, but in the background, you see a car has hit a part of the building, a barrier, whatever it is, and is smoking. But for some, the only part I don't get about it is Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H. looking at it with all the security and all the people that were back there. That threw me off a little bit. I don't know why they were there. So you have this car that apparently got into an accident as Kevin walks off. Then you have a segment in the back again where you have the six women who started off the show,
yes,
doing a promo. And in the background, you see security guards running past them from the background into the foreground and past the camera, which then the camera turns and the women are done. And then AJ Styles walks in, which that to me, if I didn't see anything else over the past 2 weeks of Hunter being in charge, that one continuous shot, this isn't a Vince McMahon product anymore. It was fluid. It was three different storylines going on all in the same time in a matter of 50 seconds to a minute. And it was done perfectly. Because you led into everything. You started the girls who you weaved in the very beginning. They're in the middle of the show now. You're getting that storyline still continuing. The storyline you already saw with Kevin in the background is now coming in. And then you're setting up your main event, which you just saw got set up in the U.S. title match. Now you're leading to AJ Styles walking out and going into commercial. Perfectly done. And then we lead to the main event, Miz, AJ Styles, no DQ, which in its own right was a great match for a no DQ match. And in the crowd afterwards, you have a guy getting taken out by security in cuffs, and when they pull his hood off, it's Dexter Lumis.
I didn't see that part.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you serious? I
didn't see that
That's
part.
That's why you didn't lead with it. You didn't go to it.
No. So
as the guy is getting, because he has a hood over himself, and they rip his hood off, and they're taking him backwards. So his face is in the crowd, and they don't put the camera on him. The camera's in the ring with AJ Styles, and AJ Styles is looking over the turnbuckle to the fans, and you see his weird-ass look staring at AJ Styles as the show goes off, and real quick, you hear, is that Dexter Lumis? Cut. And that's it. And that's how Raw ends. And I'm just
describing it sounds really interesting.
it's like
this is a blank slate.
That's what I'm saying. And now I'm going, damn, I can't wait for Monday Night Raw next week. Something that we haven't said in a very, very long time. A
cliffhanger.
Time. Yes.
Hmm.
The book wasn't just opened at 8 o'clock and closed at 10:59. It is ready and open and waiting for you for next Monday.
That's a very good analogy.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I can't take credit for it. Bully Ray said it on Busted Open. I can't believe you didn't see it on Twitter or anything.
No. During work, I can't Twitter as much.
Okay.
So
I think we're going to close there because, A, our laptop's running out of battery and we're going to lose the show. So until we're going to leave, we were a cliffhanger.
Yes, we forced the show.
Yes. So we hope you enjoyed.
Let's see what kind of hair follicles I'll punch next week.
Yeah. Look for next week. Speaking of next week, we will be having Black G's from NWA on with us, local guy, so we can't wait to talk to him. Also, in the near future, because we are sponsoring Black Wrestlers Matter in Chicago, taking place in early September, I think September 2nd, we will be having one or multiple.
We're going to have a bunch of guests.
Look for that in that announcement. So we hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll be talking to you very soon.